USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court issuing split decisions involving two cases concerning efforts to see President Trump's financial records. This morning, the High Court announced that it had ruled 7-2 in one case that New York City prosecutors can see the president's tax records. A grand jury had subpoenaed the records while investigating alleged hush money payments the president supposedly made to two women to keep extramarital affairs a secret. In the second decision, the High Court ruled against House Democrats who've been seeking the president's fiscal records that were first requested after his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen testified that he had manipulated the value of Trump's assets for the president's personal gain. That was also a 7-2 ruling, and it sends the case back to a lower court so it can further review concerns about separation of powers. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As the White House says President Trump wants to see kids back in school this fall, despite the coronavirus pandemic, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, is sharing thoughts and saying that teachers are not going to take any risks with children or fellow faculty members, whatever the president says.
The president trying to ignore research and science or trying to pressure the CDC to change that science is not okay.
Weingarten was speaking on NBC's Today Show. First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
U.S. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy says he is glad to attend the Republican National Convention, which is to be held next month, despite coronavirus cases surging in Jacksonville, Florida, where the event is supposed to take place. Speaking with reporters, the California Republican said that RNC has been meeting daily to make sure that the convention is conducted in a safe manner. McCarthy says it will probably look different than it has in the past, but he says everyone will stay safe. It comes after several Senate Republicans have stated that they won't attend, some breaking from the Trump administration for the first time. Those not attending include Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Crews have been painting the words Black Lives Matter outside Trump Tower in New York. City workers began painting the mural this morning on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. The New York Post is reporting Mayor Bill de Blasio is on hand to watch the work in person. President Trump has criticized the project, saying it denigrates Fifth Avenue. And tickets go on sale today for Walt Disney World in Orlando. It's selling tickets to its theme parks and accepting hotel reservations, despite Florida still having a coronavirus surge. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.